Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Back with Richard Burns, over 40 years experience in television and advertising, author of Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. Looking back on the last 50 years, you've been a functioning member of society and then some. You're involved in service and a number of boards as a director. I mean, this has been a good life for you, hasn't it, despite everything? You've gone forward.
A better life. Because, yes, I have gone forward. As I say, I was spoiled. I had everything. And I had nothing. And I made something of myself. I became a management consultant. The George S. May Company, which no longer exists, was the largest consulting firm in the world. And I don't know, I guess they wanted to take a flyer. And so they hired me. And we were business doctors, and we went around and told people how to make it work. I'll never forget the people in Denver. They had a problem. They kept losing money, and they couldn't figure out why. And the reason why was very simple. The bookkeeper kept it hid. But they were playing the horses. And they were raising horses. And they were losing money hand over fist. So if you look hard enough at anything and work hard enough at anything, you can get to the bottom of whatever and make it work. I thank the Lord I was able to talk to people and to help them with their lives, whether it's managerial practice, supervisory practice, whatever it may be. And incidentally, sometimes I still slur my speech a bit. I apologize. But this is better than not being able to speak at all.
Well, it certainly is. No apology is necessary. The words that you speak are so powerful, and you've helped so many people. Those that have suffered from cancer, heart attacks, other diseases can relate to what you've gone through to an extent. Maybe not what you've gone through, but it's a setback, and they have to deal with challenges. And family members, and talk about the importance of that, of having friends and family and people that are there that sacrifice so much to work with you and with other people.
This is one of the important things that I try to imbue with patients and survivors around the country. Their families had to sacrifice a heck of a lot.
Yes.
And put up with a heck of a lot. They want to help you, but they've got interests and problems too, and you've got to understand that. And if you make yourself, as you try to understand others, they come to understand you better. It just works this way. I found that for 20 years running around the country with hundreds of people, survivors, patients of stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's and other diseases. I could list them all. Cancer, whatever. Family is so important because they're the ones backing you up. My business partners, when I got sick, didn't want me around anymore because I embarrassed them with the slurred speech and all that kind of thing. So they blackmailed me in the industry. I had to get to work elsewhere. Well, I found out how to get to work elsewhere. Even if it meant cleaning toilets and picking fruit in the fields, whatever it took. I had three kids to support.
Well, it's such an inspirational, powerful, motivating story. And it's a great read of what all Richard went through. Again, 38 years old. Just at the pinnacle of the advertising career, as I say, a madman before we even knew what most of us knew what the expression was. And all of a sudden he's being told brain dead and we don't think he's going to make it. In fact, we're pretty sure he's not going to make it. You've got a quote in the book. I've got a minute or so left in the program. The brain was inching forward in some sort of recovery mode. And I knew I could make it all work for a new and improved version of me. Talk about that, because you really not only physically went through a transformation here, it sounds like emotionally, mentally, you also went through, from a personality standpoint, went through a transformation.
Rick, every step I took to improve myself, number one, ended up improving things for others. Number two, as I improved things for others, it came back. What you do for other people ends up helping you. This is why there are nonprofits.
Richard Burns is our guest. The book is Live or Die, A Stroke of Good Luck. Information at his website, astrokeofgoodluck.com. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.